I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of...
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back to episode 4 of the Train It Right Life. Now, to be honest, I procrastinated a little bit this week in recording this podcast. It's been a weird week for me. A lot of ups and downs for some reason. I don't know. Can anybody else relate? We'll see. But with that being said, the world is starting to open up again. But I want to remind everybody, and this is just me and my personal feelings on this topic, that coronavirus is not gone. It's not done. There hasn't been a cure. So even though things are opening, please be cautious of, you know, where you are, who you're with, you know, clean your hands, don't cough in people's faces. I feel like a lot of places are starting to require masks. Okay, so that's cool. But for hygiene purposes, make sure you're washing your reusable masks and not just recycling them over and over and over and over again. Because that's gross. And yeah, ladies, can you relate? Like, my face around where the mask is starting to, like, break out. And I don't normally get breakouts. I'm highly annoyed. And my version of a breakout is, like, I have one pimple. But still, like, I've always been blessed with very good skin. Sorry, not sorry. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. But, yeah, the world is opening up. Our gyms in Ontario still aren't officially open. It's crazy to even think that. But hopefully soon. Definitely we'll be looking at July is when stage 3 for Ontario is supposed to happen. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes and what that's going to look like, you know. Going forward, yes, I will be taking on, for those of you who are in Ontario, Toronto area, I will be taking on in-person clients, training them out of Pure. And if you are downtown, please let me know and we can work something out as well downtown. Still taking online clients for when the gyms open up here or anywhere, but very limited number of online clients being accepted as most of my clients stayed with me and I don't have that many who left during this process. However, I am working closely with a lot of people, so I like to keep my numbers at a certain place. And with that being said, you can always hit me up, Train It Right on Instagram, Train It Right on Twitter, Train It Right on YouTube. Everything's Train It Right. If you want to email me, it's alicia@trainitright.com if you have any questions about that, or you can check out my website, www.trainitright.com. So that's that. What else do I have to get off of the bookkeeping books? Sponsors. Anyone interested in sponsoring this podcast? Again, alicia@trainitright.com. Won't be mad if you want to help sponsor it. And if you guys please, please, please like this podcast, please give it a star rating. If you're on Apple Music, leave me a review, share it with your friends. Let's get this podcast out there. And so people kind of learn that it exists. I haven't done much advertising myself for it. I want it to grow organically. And I want people to genuinely come here because they are interested in what I have to say, because Lord knows I have a lot to say. My YouTube usually gets the rants. I need to do some editing for YouTube. It's been a while. But with that being said, I want to go back and address one thing from the last podcast. Alexa, I know you're listening. My friend said she felt personally attacked about what I was saying about being young and living your life. So I want to kind of clear things up, and I don't want people to think that if they are super focused on a goal, that means they're not living their life. Now, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that, like, if that makes you happy and you feel like you are living and you're not missing out on anything, for F's sakes, be obsessive about that goal. Like, go after it. Do you. And if that makes you feel like you're living your life, then all the power to you. There's a difference between obsession and dedication. And, you know, you need to recognize that or have people in your life that maybe will point that out. But if you, like Alexa, I'm going to use you as an example. She is very young, in my opinion. She's young. She's 25. But she won North Americans overall. She has an amazing, crazy physique, crazy, crazy tight waist, just great proportions. It's unreal. And she's young, and she's discovered her talent at a very young age, and she's discovered her passion. So she's just, she's doing what she needs to do, right? She's doing what she loves, and she's enjoying it. And some would say that's obsessive. I would say that's dedicated, because she's found that. If I had found that at 25, I wouldn't have been partying. You know what I mean? But now that I'm there, I would say I'm older than her, but I am just as dedicated now to the sport. And looking back, I don't regret any of the things that I did. And I'm happy that I took the time to learn that. But maybe she's on a different life path. And right now is her time to be dedicated. And later on in life, she's going to live like a champ that she already is. I hope you guys kind of understand where I'm going at with that. But there's different seasons, different reasons for each season and reasons why you go through things when you go through them. And you don't go through them, you grow through them. As cheesy as it is, it's really true. For all the hardships that I've dealt with, I've totally grown into the person that I am today. And I'm so, so, so thankful for all of those things. With all of my losses, I always say I learned the most from losing. And, you know, it made me who I am today. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine. And it was necessary. So, like, going through ups and downs, even right now, it makes you appreciate the achievements so much more, and it makes you value those moments so much more versus people who were just handed things. You know, when you go through the ups and downs, you get to the goal, you have this different feeling, I'm sure, than when you were just like handed something. It's like when you're a teenager and you work so, so, so hard and you buy a cheap ass motherfucking car, but you paid for that car, and then when your parents and you're 16 hand you a key to a fucking Range Rover, like, who appreciates the car more? Who's washing their car, cleaning their car, taking care of their car, proud of the car? The person who worked for it, damn it. Not the person whose parents gave them freaking keys and they just don't care. Anyways, that's what I'm trying to say. So today's topic, I want to go back to the bad days and like the good days and whatever. Now, I'm a professional athlete. For those of you who don't know, I'm an IFBB figure pro, and I will never leave figure. Let's just make that clear. So let's leave that there. You guys all know how, if you know me, if you've been following me, you know how I feel on that topic. However, I have bad body days. Like, I've usually am on prep. Like, I do at least one show a year. And this year, I didn't do a show, or I haven't done a show. And just like everybody else, like, I am not Superwoman. As much as I exude positivity 98% of the time, I have bad days. I have bad body days, bad body image days. I feel huge. I feel ugly. I feel heavy. I don't want to go out in public. I hate all my clothes. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm moody. You know, it happens. And you can't beat yourself up about it. You kind of have to go through the motions. And always remember that everything is temporary. Like, I'm not going to be like this forever. I'm not going to look like this forever. This is technically the biggest that I've ever been. I'm not a huge fan of it. No pun intended. But you know what I'm saying. So, also, like, I don't know. It's not that I don't feel confident. It's just, like, I'm like anybody else, and I have good days and bad days. And that is okay. What matters is that I'm consistent throughout the good days and bad days, and I don't use them as an excuse. So I'm feeling fat today. I'm not going to go eat a fucking burger, fries, milkshake when it's not on my plan, when it's not advised by my coach for me to have. I'm not going to bury my emotions in food. What I'm going to do is maybe cry, go for a walk, and keep myself busy, instead of thinking about what I'm upset about. So there's no excuse to fall off track, even if you're having a bad day. So that's what I kind of wanted to touch on. And yesterday, in my story, I put a picture of my current physique of me posing. And I put it there, and I left it, and I was like, you know, I don't look that bad. It's like, I'm not shredded, but I'm not like a cow. But I ended up taking it down, and here's why. I want to stress, I am human. And as much as I ooze confidence, like I said before, and positivity 98% of the time, you know, I'm happy with how I look, confident, and I have a bit of an ego. I'll admit it. We all know it. I have a bit of an ego. Everybody has a bit of an ego. It is what it is, you know? And the truth is that this year has been tough. It really has. I'm usually so sure of myself, so confident of my abilities. I'm laser focused on a physique goal, and I just know where I'm headed. I know what I want to do. I know what I'm capable of, and I'm head down, driving, pushing myself to get to that point, right? I don't care what anybody else has to say. I don't care what anybody else looks like. I know, hands down, I'm going to beat your ass when we get on stage. That's my mentality most of the time. But I'm not prepping. And this is new for me since I started the sport, to not have this goal. You know, constantly prepping just kept me between each show, tweaking whatever the feedback was. And I kind of just kept, you know, once you're on a roll, you're on a roll. Nothing's going to get in your way of that roll. Like, you're rolling. And, you know, this is the longest I've gone without being shredded to the bone. And it's hard. It is hard for me. Like, I would say this is harder than prep for me. Way harder than prep for me. And right now I'm eating the most amount of food I've probably ever ate, even prior to the sport. Doing the least amount of cardio, I'm pretty sure, since probably grade 8, because I was from a track background. And my current coach is super, super big on health. He is a nut for health and doing things healthy and making sure your body is healthy and not putting anyone's long-term health at risk just to get to a stage, which I respect. And I'm like that with my own clients. You know, I will admit my body did probably need a break. Luckily, Corona came. But I will hands down tell you, I did it. I'm doing it because it's necessary. But I hate it. I hate off season. And that's just, I prefer my physique a certain way. And it's not 100% that way. But I walked into the store the other day, firstly. I'll tell you this. This lady was like, I love your body. Oh my God. I wish I had your body, blah, blah. And I'm like, me right now? Oh my God. So it's just funny that your body is definitely can be somebody else's dream body. No matter, we're always harder on ourselves than like anybody else will be, right? We never see things clearly. I always call it prep blinders or goggles. And it's not just prep, it's like transformation. It's like we never see ourselves of how great we actually are physically, emotionally. Just, we never see our true capabilities the way other people see them. So when I look in the mirror, I don't see what everybody else sees. It's just, it's kind of weird. I would call it a type of body dysmorphia, but almost everybody has it, you know? You know, personally, I have no desire to get bigger. My goal has been to lose muscle. I've lost 9 pounds at the point of February. I assume I've lost a little bit more muscle, just to have fat on top of the muscle. You know, I'm a big advocate to do what you love. That's why I'll never switch divisions, ever. And no matter what you're doing, you should do it because you love it and never listen to anybody else's opinion. If your boyfriend, husband, whatever says, oh my gosh, babe, like you don't need to do this transformation. You don't need to eat healthy. I love you just the way you are. Well, that's great. You're going to love me just the way I am when I'm doing something to make me happy. You have to do what makes you happy and not let people hold you back. Okay? End of story. Always, no matter what, you have one life to live. Don't let someone else dictate what that life is. Just saying. But, you know, personally for me, having a lot of muscle plus fat on top is really uncomfortable. It is. I feel not fluffy. I just feel big is the best word to put it. Even though, like, I know I'm not that big. It is what it is. I don't enjoy the exercise for me personally. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that being this size is bad. This is somebody's dream body. It's just I'm not happy with it. But I have to go through it. And like I said, you grow through what you go through. And in order to look the way I want when I diet, this is something I have to go through. And if I want longevity in the sport, this is something I have to go through. So it all comes down to how bad do you want your goals and what are you willing to do? Man, you guys know I'm willing to die on the treadmill, but willing to put on weight, willing to put on body fat, willing to look not shredded. I'm doing it. Not excited about it, but it is what it is. And I'm doing what I have to now so I can do what I want to later. And that's something that you have to do in your whole life. In every aspect, like school. I didn't want to go to university for 4 years and pay all that money, but I did what I had to then so I can do what I am doing now. And same thing about diet, same thing about training, cardio. You do what you have to now so you can do what you want to later. You know, we live in a society where we want the rewards really, really quick. We want the quick action. We want to get to the goal the fastest. I'm sorry. Life doesn't work that way. You have to go through things to get to where you want. You know, I love my shreds. I love my muscle, but most of all, I love being competitive. I love being at the top of my game, truthfully, and I don't know anybody else who is as competitive as I am and loves to win as much as I do. It burns me when I lose. Ooh, I hate it. But it drives me to be a better athlete. Like, everything in my head is so competitive. If you're on the treadmill next to me, we're racing. If we're eating out of the same bag of chips, we're racing to eat more chips. If you're driving next to me, I'm coming off of that red light when it turns green faster than you. Like, this is actually how I live my day. It's kind of messed up, but everything is kind of a competition for me. I don't know why I've always been like that. I don't know. So that's why off season's harder for me, because I'm missing that competitive side, you know? Like, it just sucks. It sucks. But I'm doing it because I have to. Just like you're probably doing something that you have to right now so you can do what you want to later. Working for somebody else. Going through a divorce because you're not happy and you want to be happy. There's so many things that you're doing what you have to now for many people to be able to do what they want to later. And the end goal is to do something that you're happy about. Sorry, I'm like pounding my, I'm drinking like water with ice in it. So I'm just like getting passionate. So I'm like hitting the desk. I'm sorry. But yeah, you have to do it, go through it to get to where you want to go. And you know, with like losing, I definitely will have to say that something I've gone through is some pretty shitty losses. I've been pretty sour, pretty bitter. You know, I've been a bitch straight up. I've yelled at things at people at the track. When I lost a track race for Canadian trials for Canada Games once, I literally screamed. I just lost to a bunch of effing losers. Oh yeah, that didn't go over well with the association. I have been a pretty sour in my losses, and I will have to say that I have matured so much as I've been an athlete and a competitive athlete, and I've come a long way with learning how to handle those losses, but also learn from those losses. And to truthfully be happy for other people when it's their time. Because your time will come. And in order to get to where you want, you have to go through those things. And I'm sorry, but losses come with that. No one's ever going to win everything all the time. It's just not how life works. You're not always winning. You're not always on top. And life isn't always going to work out for you. It's not built for you. Life is not for you. Life is for all of us. Sometimes it's your time. Sometimes it's not your time. And you have to be acceptant of that. So I've gotten a lot better, but if you were to ask, you know, people from track way back in the day how I was, oh boy, you know. And when I'm at a show, even now, I'm still really super competitive. I don't really talk to anybody backstage. I stick to myself. I get in my zone. And don't mistake that for me being rude. I am like the lion pacing in his cage when I'm about to compete. That's who I am. It doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you. It doesn't mean I'm a bitch. It literally means like I need to get into my zone. That's the type of athlete that I am. We can chat after. It is what it is, you know? But a lot of people be like, oh, Alicia's a bitch. But they never even talk to me. So I don't care what they have to say because I know who I am and I know why I'm doing certain things. And for somebody to say that without ever speaking to me, that just shows their true character. You know what I mean? And is that someone I really want to be friends with or get to know? Hell no. Hell no. No, I'm the type of person, you got to get to know me. You got to get to know who I am. You got to get to know what I'm about. And then you will see that I'm rooting for you. I'm cheering you on. I want you to become the best version of yourself. And I want to help you. But you need to get to know me. So anyways, the clips that I deleted and posted yesterday, I cannot tell you how uncomfortable it was for me to share that. And I should have left them up looking back on it. But irrational Alicia is like, oh my god, I don't like how I look. Even though my body is great for off season, I feel like I motivate a lot of people. I want to keep it real, honest, truthful, and you know, I should have just left it. It is what it is. I have a lot of muscle. You put fat on top of that muscle, you just look bigger. And that's life. You're not always going to have what you want, look how you want. get things that you want. So don't be ashamed of how you look. Be proud. Be proud of how far you've gone, how far you've come, and be proud that what you're doing right now is going to yield that look in the future, or that goal, or that outcome, or that happiness. And you know, you have to live in the moment, enjoy each day, and appreciate life for what it is on this day. And, you know, bad days happen. Bad days happen. Good days happen. Bad seasons happen. Good seasons happen. That's just life. And you should embrace it, because life is freaking short, people. Freaking short. Here today, gone tomorrow. You never freaking know. Like, I guess for most of us, we have probably learned that with this coronavirus, that nothing is guaranteed. Nothing. You could have a booming business and one day somehow it's shut down. You could have a friend by your side. One day, somehow, they get cancer. They get corona. They get whatever. They're not by your side anymore. They're gone. They're dead. You know what happened to me? I had a girl that I was very, very close with. I was even training her, doing her diet. She had just got pregnant. Talked to her Monday. Wednesday, she died. She had a blood clot in her lung. Life is short. Enjoy the day. If this was your last day, are you going to look back and be like, I fucking lived life. I had fun. I embraced life. I was happy. Or are you going to look back and be like, fuck, I was a miserable bitch. I didn't like anybody. I didn't like anything. I didn't appreciate what I had physically, mentally, emotionally, socially. You need to appreciate it. Appreciate the little things. Embrace the bad days and take them with the good days and move on. And do what you have to now to do what you want to later. All right, enough rambling from me. It's been a good, cool 20-something minutes of Alicia chatting, and I hope you guys have a great day. Again, give me some stars, write a review, share the podcast, screenshot it, share it in your story, do what you got to do, and I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to follow me on all social media channels at Train It Right.
I didn't want to just be a bodybuilding champion. I wanted to be the best bodybuilder of all times. Dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. You have to think outside the box. That's what I believe. After all, what is the point of being on this earth? All you want to do is be liked by everyone and avoid trouble. We have so many rules in life about everything. I say break the rules, not the law, but break the rules. I remember that after I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I wanted to get into acting and I wanted to be a star.